Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
In recent weeks, we've heard from politicians and homelessness charities who say that we need to extend the eviction ban, which was brought in last October. They say we need to extend it, as ending it will increase homelessness and we need to protect those vulnerable renters. At the same time, however, we're hearing from tens of thousands of landlords who are leaving the rental market. Some landlords saying extending the eviction ban is not the answer and will make the housing crisis worse. Coalition party leaders are meeting this evening to discuss what we should actually do in relation to this eviction ban. I want to know whether you believe, by the way, it should be extended. Perhaps it can be extended, but with some exceptions, such as student accommodation and maybe private landlords who want to use their properties to house their families. But here to talk to us on the show is John. And it's not often we hear from the landlords because, you know, we hear from people all the time saying we shouldn't evict people. We hear from politicians saying why we should have an eviction ban. But what about the landlords? They're not all shady characters with cloaks and caps on them. They're people just like John. Good afternoon to you, John.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good. Yeah, there's kind of this image people have in their head of a landlord as some sort of shady character with a cloak and a hood, you know what I mean?
And
most of them are just incidental landlords who just happened to buy a second property maybe during the, you know, the kind of boom back in the 2000s.
Sure.
Now the mortgage is paid and they might want to sell on and obviously cash in on their investment, you know, for their pensions. I don't know what your situation is, John, or whether you're in that situation.
I'll give you a quick rundown. I come from a small family of landlords where we've all always rented in our family, going back 50 years. And we're just a small unit, and we've a variety of properties for rent. And this month, I have two units that I manage coming up for rent. And I cannot, with good business sense, rent them. As far as I'm concerned, I would be incredibly foolish to rent them out.
Because you're going to be stuck with the renters, the tenants.
The problem is that, and just to let your listeners know, I consider myself a very good landlord. I've had fantastic tenants throughout the years. Not one of them has ever defaulted. I've always given the full deposit back. I've had a very, very good positive experience in renting property. But in this case, I'm looking at two huge issues. I mean, the eviction ban is just another tweak on so many tweaks over the last 20 years. It's not the thing that's pushed me over to decide not to rent. It's two main things. One is rent control, and the other is the fear that the 300,000 mortgage that has been paid on the property. Mm-hmm. That the actual property will only be worth 100 grand in a few years, because the way we're going is that either this government or the next government, because this government will probably be voted out because they've not solved the problem. The next government have already stated very clearly what they're going to do. They're going to make...
I think you'll be in worse trouble if the next government is what you're predicting it's going to be.
Oh, 100%.
Because you're going to have possibly a socialist government.
Yeah, and so you have a situation where, in my view, the clever landlords, the ones that have their business head on them, are going, we have to get out right now. We have to get out of this market fast, because if we don't get out today, then our investment, our pension, this is my pension. I don't have a private pension. This was my idea.
That's your nest egg. Yeah.
Yeah. Of working hard so that I could retire in my old age. The idea that your investment, let's say it was 300 grand, is now only going to be worth 100 grand in a few years, and you're tied to rent control of 2% and inflation. Now, inflation officially is between 8 and 9%, but for landlords, it's closer to 15 to 20%. Our costs are way higher than
the average.
Yeah,
your maintenance costs are quite high.
All of those things.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So why would you stay in business where your return is going comparatively down, and your entire investment is at risk of taking a 50, 60, 70%.
Yeah, but if you leave them idle, John, unless you're going to sell them, of course.
If you leave them idle,
they're just sitting there wasting. It's money that you could be getting.
They would have to be sold. There's no point. You can't cover your mortgage costs and leave them idle. You have to get out. You have to change your entire strategy I would have to decide right now, what am I going to do? You know, like I said, I consider myself a good landlord, and also I'm very good at keeping the property maintained and you know, looking after my tenants, making sure they're 100% happy.
So you think most landlords in your situation, and I'm not talking about those big, you know, investment companies, sure, or the hedge funds that we have out there. Your claim is that people like you will get out of the business.
They're leaving. They're already leaving. Hmm. They're already leaving. And if you take a step back, you realize we have an absolute crisis on our hands. We have so many people in this country looking for somewhere to live. We've 70,000 plus Ukrainians have arrived. We have immigrant workers every day coming into this country, being attracted by companies working here, and they can't find somewhere to live. One of my tenants is a HR manager, and she says it's common amongst the entire industry. They bring in workers from abroad. They put them up in a hotel for a month. They tell them to find an apartment or a house or anywhere to live. After a month, they can't find anywhere, and they have to go back to the country they came from.
I know, and that's quite shocking. But yeah, but the cost of renting, I'm not suggesting you have done it, John, but landlords, particularly, say, in Dublin, have taken huge advantage of this cost of living. I mean, when you look at the cost of renting a one-bed apartment in Dublin City or anywhere close to Dublin City, you're looking at €3,000. That's not justifiable.
It's criminal, in my view. And it's criminal because it's arrived at that point precisely because of all of the policies and legislation the government has brought in the last 15 years.
But the government will argue they brought in this policy to stop that exact thing happening, the 2% rent cap, for example, to stop that from happening.
Listen to me. If you bring a 2% rent increase, which they brought in, right, who's going to come into a business where they've lost control of their costs? They've lost control of running their business. I mean, it's absolutely madness that you could be in business. I mean, could you imagine telling a farmer, listen, there's a huge demand for food, the demand for food has doubled, and all of your costs have gone up, diesel's gone up, insurance has gone up, your seeds have gone up, your raw material, everything's gone up, but actually we're going to cap the increase you can charge on your food at 10%. Farmers would bail out of the industry. They would go, no, we are not going to become, if the government wants to actually top it up that we can stay in business, sure. But why would you stay in business when it ends up costing you money?
And now the government is suggesting, or the socialist parties are suggesting, they want to extend this rent cap, and that if you do want to sell, that you will have to sell with a sitting tenant. Yeah. Now, I know landlords don't agree with that, obviously, because it's very difficult to sell a house with a sitting tenant. Yeah. It's like selling a car with a passenger sitting in the seat. I mean, you're not going to be able to sell it. Or if you do, it'll devalue the house.
Yeah, but we're tinkering. You take a step back. Tenants have to realise that they need thousands of landlords to enter the market. Where I live, there are empty properties all over the country. I have a 10-minute drive into work every day. I have 3 empty properties on the road. They've been empty for 8 years. The people who own them say it's not worth renting. Why is it not worth renting?
And now the government is suggesting to make them rent the properties out. They're going to bring in a vacant property tax.
They'll just sell them. And you might think, oh, well, that's grand. They'll be released to the market in the form of being sold to a needy family. Well, where I live, unfortunately, most of the empty houses that get sold because landlords are leaving the market, they just bought a second home investment properties, and they never end up housing a family that needs a place to live. They end up being a property that's only occupied 2 to 4 weeks of the year.
I mean, it is a difficult balancing act to get to the rights for the tenant and the rights for the landlord. I'm not disagreeing with you, by the way, that I believe landlords need to be protected as well. And I believe landlords, people like yourself, I'm not talking about those big investment companies because they get away with practically being tax free. But people like yourself are being basically pushed out of the market. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the conversation shouldn't be about stopping landlords from being pushed out of the market. The conversation should be, how do we attract 10,000 of them? How do we attract?
So how do we attract Johns all over the country, you know, to have a second property to rent out, or who have a second property to rent it out at a reasonable rate? How do we do that?
Well, okay, I genuinely think it's actually too late, because I think this government is going to go down and Sinn Féin are going to be voted in. And I think it's too late for this government.
It won't be Sinn Féin on their own. It'll be the Social Democrats and People Before Profit as well.
If you want my advice on how we attract tens of thousands of landlords to enter the market, and bear in mind, 9 out of 10 Airbnbs that have now been told they can't operate this year, they're not going to put, they've already been polled. They're not actually going to rent out long term. It's not worth it. And Airbnb isn't the enemy. Ukrainians entering the country is not the enemy. The demand is there, but the market conditions are
But the problem is, John, there physically isn't enough buildings. I mean, I know there's a lot of empty properties. I know there's a lot of ghost estates all over the country which clearly could be fixed. But the problem is, you don't have the construction industry in this country. I mean, Sinn Féin, for example, can promise 120,000 social houses if they want to. But I don't know who they're going to get to build them. Because I don't know where they're going to magic them up.
Listen. You know and I know that 97% of the rented accommodation here is small landlords.
Yeah.
Okay. So small landlords, a lot of them are handy. A lot of them have basic construction skills. A lot of them have a good network of local plumbers, electricians in there, whatever. And there are so many empty properties that again, you can just look up the statistics. People leave the country to go working abroad for 2 years. Do they rent out their property for the 2 years they're gone? No, they don't. Not worth it. Mm-hmm. Not worth the hassle. Not worth the risk. Not worth, you know. And you're saying, but that's good money, they could rent them.
But what about all these arguments that are being used? Say, for example, you know, John owns a property and he has two renters in it, and he's away in Australia, or his son is away in Australia. His son says, "Dad, I'm coming home in 4 months' time."
Yeah.
Grant, no problem. I'll give the tenants notice. You can move into my spare property.
Yeah.
Do you believe that should be allowed to? Do you believe the landlord should have the right, as long as they give the right amount of notice, tenant to move out, say, to move in a family member or to sell
again,
a house?
The conversation shouldn't be that. The conversation should be...
I don't think they're red herrings. They are real things.
Yes, but think about it, right? If we had a healthy rental market where there were thousands of landlords entering the market...
But we don't.
You wouldn't even have that conversation because the tenant would have choice and value to
But the point is, we don't have a healthy rental market.
And we don't market because of rent control. If you have rent control at 2%, and inflation is at 10-15%, it's a dead business.
Yeah, but if you didn't have a rent cap, and by the way, it's not that I agree with the rent cap because I believe in the free market, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that I agree with the rent cap, but when you look at other countries like Germany, where they do have caps, and the state, by the way, is very much involved in renting out in the properties, 80% of people in Germany, for example, rent rather than have home ownership.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have some sort of cap in the situation we are in right now, which has been created by a bad government, right?
Yeah.
If you didn't have it, you would have landlords, not maybe you, John, who would take advantage of that 10%, and we'd be looking at $4,000 in Dublin.
Yeah, but again, I disagree, and I'll tell you why, right? Right now, there are these empty properties all over the country, right? And there's thousands, tens of thousands of landlords who refuse to rent them under the current condition. You approach those landlords and you say, listen, we're wiping the slate clean. You can rent it out. You can rent it out, and if you want to, you can give 1 month's notice. If you rent it out, there's no rent control. If you want rented out, you can charge as much deposit as you want. If you can rent, if you get rid of all of these regulations, you will get tens of thousands of landlords entering the market. Yes, you will get some who will try and gouge and charge a lot, but there'll be another 10 to 20 landlords beside them going, no, actually,
I make a profit, I'll be happy.
This is it. You've got to give value and choice. You have to give value and choice. And at the moment, there is none of that from exactly the policies that the government have introduced over the last 20 years.
But when I asked you what is the alternative, your answer to me, there isn't, because it's too late. So have we gone past the point of return?
If you're asking me, I think what is going to happen is exactly, and again, our elected leaders should study history, because this has happened in the UK in the 70s.
It did happen in the 70s in the UK, and it was disastrous,
I think what's going to happen is our government aren't going to stand up and admit they were wrong and turn the slate around. All of the existing tenants under rent control, there's absolutely no way they're going to be able to tell them that their €1,600 rent per month is going up for $3,000. So they've got to introduce a 10-year plan to slowly bring themselves out of that. Otherwise, those landlords are going to
Well, what happened basically was the government stopped building social housing. They could have learned a trick or two from Sean Lamass back in the 1960s.
Yeah.
But they stopped building.
Yeah.
And because they stopped building, the market became reliant on landlords. Then, of course, we had rent allowance and the HAP scheme, which became even more reliant. So now you've got the government funding private landlords, which should have never happened in the first place. Yeah. So now we're completely reliant. Probably, I don't know what percentage of the market is private landlords, the living market. But I'm assuming it's somewhere around 30 or 40%. We're relying on private landlords. So if all those private landlords go out of business tomorrow or decide to sell up tomorrow, we're in big trouble.
Yeah. No, but and the thing is, right, is that I do believe it's too late for our current government. They're not going to stand up and admit they've made a giant mistake. They're not going to stand up and say, we need an avalanche of, this is a crisis, this is an emergency, we're nearly on a war footing, we need to do this today. I don't think our current government are going to do this. I think they're going to get voted out in the next election. The next government are going to vote in even more stringent and crazy rules, like the Labour government did in the UK. And instead of there being 600 properties in the country available to rent, there'll be nothing. And it'll be described as a monumental failure.
I'm looking here. Okay, but there's a text here. It says, Niall, why didn't that landlord put his money into stocks instead of property? Imagine being lucky enough to be able to own or buy multiple properties. Don't know what kind of pension he expects to be on, but it's not the same as the rest of us. I'm tired hearing that it's to excuse greed. Let them all leave and make the state buy the properties.
Yeah, I think
they should be the only landlords. Get rid of these private ones altogether.
There's a huge confusion out there. You think that landlords have this money to do with what they don't. I don't have this money. I have a business plan. The idea is to have a €300,000 mortgage and then to run this building. And just like my father and his father did before, when you go into renting, you make a loss for the first 5 to 10 years, then you break even, and then after those 10 to 15 to 20 years, you start making a profit until the mortgage is paid off, and then hopefully by the time you retire, then that is your pension. That's the model of being a landlord. So there's no huge pot of money. It's just a business plan that you are saddled in a lot of debt, and the idea is this is your pension. This is your idea. I don't have a private pension. This is my idea. I put in sweat equity. I go in and put on a new roof. I refurbish the windows.
Yeah, you're investing in your own pension, of course. Yeah. Somebody else says here, the current rental situation is by design, not coincidence. Almost all politicians are landlords owning and renting multiple properties. Well, I wouldn't say all of them, but many of them do, We've seen that of recent times. Another person says, you'll be owning nothing and you'll be happy. The elephant in the room here, the Great Reset.
And you'll be waiting 15 years for an apartment, just like that happened in the Soviet Union. I mean, that was the best social experiment in the world, where the government owned everything and they provided all your housing. And you know what? You waited 15 years for a house.
Stay there for a second, because I want to just... John, stay with me just for a second, because Eddie just wants to make a comment. Eddie, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's it going, Niall? I was on with you a while ago talking about this. I don't remember. We had a taxi driver on from Dublin.
I vaguely remember. I talked to so many people, it's hard sometimes. I'm nearly 60. My memory isn't as good as it used to be. So, Eddie, go on. Explain your situation. Oh, I've lost him.
Is he gone?
I've lost him. Eddie, are you there? Anyway, sorry, John, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
For some reason, I lost Eddie. I think basically he was going to tell me that the renters are he's a renter losing his home. Another person says, am I supposed to feel sorry for this guy? He has two properties he claims already. He'll probably get a few hundred thousand for both. There's his pension. Tell him to stop whining. Okay, but sorry. Hang on. I'll let you answer that in a second. But let me go back to Eddie because I have him back. Sorry, Eddie. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Niall. I'm struggling to, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. How is, getting rid of a lot of the measures, right, that the chapter are saying to encourage people to come back into the market so they can make a profit? If everything comes back into the market, will that not devalue then the rent? You know what I mean? Because then it's a rent.
Well, supply and demand. Yeah. Rent prices will go down somewhat.
So how are they going to make money off of cheaper rents than rents now? And just do you get what I'm saying?
No, I understand the point you're making. And maybe John can respond.
Bear with me for a minute now. I'm renting 14 years and I'm one of these tenants that my landlady is selling, right? Because now it's the best time for her. shit time for me, excuse me language, but it couldn't be a worse time. There's nothing out there. We tried to get a mortgage. COVID had killed my wages. Me and my wife are barely over 40,000. I'm over 50. We've been speaking to someone. We won't get a mortgage. Look, that's not anyone else's fault. It's our earnings. I'm not going to play on that, but there should be some security. I'm 14 years in that house.
When have you to get out by?
It happened through September. She gave me the proper notice. The lady has been very nice. I'm not bad mouthing the landlady by any means. So, like, she is giving to me. But there's nothing out there now. There is absolutely nothing out there. It looks like we might have to sell a load of our furniture that we have. I have no security. I've been rented there 14 years.
Yeah.
I should have some. Like, if I was in Europe, I'd have a lot more. Like, it's just in Germany. Like, landlords get into these things. Not everyone, but... You know what I mean? I helped pay that mortgage as well for the last 14 years. I've been a good tenant. I've done everything. Service boiler, pay the bins, cut the grass. I do everything. And, like, it looks so, I mean...
Well, hang on. Let John respond to that. John, he makes a good point. He's 14 years there. He's practically paid the mortgage for the landlord.
Exactly. I'll answer the question straight away. There's two rents out there. There's the rent control rent, and there's the rent that the landlords are able to charge because the market is completely...
Address the point. Address the point that the landlord, and I'm not having a go at his landlord. She's obviously a nice lady. But she's selling the property. She's giving him notice. He's to get out in September. There's nowhere for him to go, him and his missus. Surely he should have more rights.
I don't understand why he isn't getting furious with the government for creating this entire situation. The only
I am furious at the government. I do accept what you're saying about that. But what's that do for me now? And like, you're blaming the government. It's not all the government. Landlords could have a conscience too, or could if he wanted it. Like you're there saying, oh, we need all these restrictions lifted off a landlord. They're the restrictions that are going to encourage the landlords to come back into the market because they're greedy. Any of the landlords out there now that are not coming to the market sitting with an idle property. They're sitting with an idle property. They're biting their nose off despite their face. Think of what you're saying. Oh, they'd come on board if they didn't have the controls and had their hands tied. So they're sitting there making nothing. So how is that better? Would it not be better to get something and put someone in the house? That logic to me just does not work.
Okay, hang on. No, you said a lot. Let John respond to what you said. Sorry, John, go ahead. John, you still there? Oh, we've lost John. Are you gone, John? I've lost his line as well. Okay.
Yeah. It just doesn't compute. You know, does that make sense to what I'm saying?
No. It does make sense to me too. But I do understand the situation landlords are in, and that John is in as well, and your landlord, by the way. Yeah. You know, I mean because they do. But hang on for a second. You can't take all the rights away from landlords. That's like saying to somebody, the Green Party turn around tomorrow and saying, listen, you need to bring someone to work in your car, otherwise you're not allowed to drive on a road. You know, demanding that you do that. You know, just because that's a policy. You can't be demanding landlords do everything and have no rights whatsoever. And that seems to be what we're doing right now.
No, but we need to
that's
have
the point John's making.
Letting rights, Niall. Like, I mean, I know what you're saying.
I understand the situation you're in, Eddie, but I'm not empathising with your situation.
But my point is what I'm saying is, like, there does need to be, like restrictions on long term. We don't have any decent, like, because not everyone can afford a mortgage, whether we like it or not. Not everyone is always going to be able to afford a mortgage. So we should have, as you said, the council don't build houses anymore.
Okay.
So we should have a better long term rental solution.
Okay. Well, hold on. John is back now. Let him respond before I get to the break. Sorry, respond to everything Eddie has said. And like, I'm not having empathy for his situation, but I mean, he's made a really good point there that, you know, if it's that bad, why be in the business in the first place? And why leave those houses empty? And he sees that all the time. You've nothing to gain from doing that.
I think it's immoral that landlords are leaving those houses empty to reset the rent after 2 years. But I actually think I think it's such a tragedy that there are people in a rental crisis. I think it's a tragedy that their landlords are selling up. I think it's a tragedy that if they want to move to a new city for a new job, they can't because they're stuck in a rent-controlled situation and there's nothing affordable for them anywhere else. I think it's a tragedy that my own son, that I hope he will be leaving school in 2 years and he'll be able to find some kind of accommodation for either college or a job or what have you, I think it's a tragedy that he won't be able to find anything affordable. And the fundamental reason for this is this government has created a toxic environment for landlords to operate.
Okay, and I get that, Eddie. I think John is making a fair point. Right, you're going to be out on the street in September, yeah. Right? And you're saying you can't get a mortgage because you're 50, you don't have enough earnings, so you're relying on renting, right?
Yes.
But it's not the landlord or your previous landlord or John or any other landlord's fault that you can't do that. The
no.
problem is the market that the government have created.
Just let me break that in my head. Right, it's not their fault, but they chose to get into the market, and I'm not saying that that's their fault.
No, there'd be more of them in the market. There'd be more rental properties in the market if it was a good business to be in.
Well,
that's the point John is making.
Hang on for a minute.
But every time you bring in more rules, less people want to be in. Why would I want to be in a business?
It's like selling cars
with passengers in them.
Bear with me for a minute, Niall. There's also the value of the property they have on the outtake that has to be taken in. A lot of landlords, not all of them, a lot of landlords are only about what they're making now, and they're forgetting about the huge profit they'll make when they also then sell the property. These are long-term investments. Like, you're not meant to make all your money here and now, which is what some landlords are trying to do. And look, let the government put in restrictions, but let's call a spade a spade. The landlords that put up the rent, greediness, and not only does the landlords, the greedy landlords, the estate agents,
the vulture funds, yeah.
The property management companies. I've seen the way, then I was with my daughter one time, and she went out looking at a house, and then I said, I'm a painter, and I've dealt with some of these. They, then as well, they try and push the market up.
Of course they do.
And also pure greed. So it's a twofold. I'm just saying there. The government allowed it to happen, but it's greedy.
I think you and John are actually on the same page, technically speaking.
Sorry, John, go ahead. If it was such a lucrative business to be in, why are thousands of landlords leaving the market and why are none entering? Because
they're not
toxic.
Making enough money. The ones that are there are staying.
Well, you are right, because they're not making any money. And it's costing money. I mean, you do realise how much tax has to be paid on any income you get in a rental property, Eddie.
Right, okay. So they're not making any money. So hang on. They're not making any money. So how much money are they making with the property sitting idle and not paying any income at all and paying their mortgage? How much money are they making there? They're losing money. So again,
I think that those landlords are in the minority. I think that the majority are either getting out of the market or they're staying in the market and they're crossing their fingers and hoping things will improve.
Okay, but just reading out some of the text coming in. Somebody says, why are we attacking the individual landlords? It's vulture fund landlords driving up the rents, keeping properties empty. They are doing this en masse, not the private landlord. It's not the lone landlords that are driving this. That's a fair point too, John.
We're not saying it's the lone landlords. We're saying it's completely. Some of the lone landlords are doing it, and there is some vulture funds.
But the government allow the vulture funds to come in practically tax-free and buy up properties all over the country, including buying whole housing estates in some places and renting them out for extortionate prices with no tax.
The problem is that you have a situation where the market is toxic. If it wasn't toxic, thousands of landlords would come in. Tenants would have a choice. They'd have choice and value. If they had a landlord that was mistreating them, if they had a landlord that was charging too much, they would have choice and value to go anywhere else. Our government is not providing a healthy environment to operate in this industry.
Okay, go on, Eddie. I'll give you a final word after going to a break.
One more one before we go. As you said, Niall, they're all charging the money they are. We had an old saying when we were kids, just because your friends jumped off the wall don't mean you have to. So, but that's what's happened to all the other landlords. Just because everyone else is charging big rents, whether you like it or not, the good landlords have still put up their rents as well. So everyone went along with the bandwagon, whether or not they caused this or wanted it. They go, oh, well, he's charging 1,200, so I'm going to charge it. So they might not be the ones that caused it, but they went along and helped the wheel roll.
Now, both of you have a listen to this here. Just a quick voice message come in here.
Landlords shouldn't be getting the brunt of this. They've taken the risk on properties, high risk. Supply everything, appliances, furniture, you name it. And then when they turn around to try and claim on their investment, they get this thrown in their face. Well, it's not a fucking charity. The country isn't a charity.
Country's not a charity. It's a fair point.
I could say the same thing there. I changed all the furniture out. I put all my good money into it. I put a
yeah, but you own them. When you buy them, you own them, Eddie.
Well, half of them I can't because half of them are built in. I have to leave them there.
Well, hang on. With respect, if it's stuff that's, if it's furnishings that are built in, i.e. kitchen units, etc., yeah, etc., that's not your responsibility. That's the landlord's responsibility.
No, I put in water.
Well, I mean, you can do what you want, but nobody forces you to do that.
You missed my point. I'm just saying that landlord, just voicemail there, he said did landlords take a calculated
You're a good tenant, Eddie.
No, let me finish. I'm just saying, but tenants do take a calculated risk too. So I'm just also saying there, it's not only landlords.
Yep.
He said they take all the risk. And I'm just saying, tenants take some of the risk too. I put a lot of money into that. I gambled just like a landlord did. I just wanted to say that it's not only landlords take all the risk.
Okay. It's a fair point, Eddie. And John, just before you go, I'll let you have the final word. Seems you go on and start the whole conversation.
I just feel I am so sorry that your landlord is selling up. And I just wish that you would direct all of your anger and frustration at the government, because your landlord has no choice. Every single landlord in this country, I believe, will try and get out because they know it's coming down the road. And if they don't get out now, they'll be stung so badly that they'll wish they were never landlords in the first place.
Well, sorry, just very quick before the break. Pat, sorry, you want to say something very quickly there. You're on Ireland's Classics Radio. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I have a property and I've had it rented out for years. And I've gone up and down. I've had people in it that I couldn't get out because somebody was running a brothel in at one stage. They were selling drugs out. The police actually came to me to go in and everything. Over the years, anyway. But the thing is, the money I put into it, right, I had to pay €20,000 because it hadn't been fireproofed. Either that or the tenants had to leave. Mm-hmm. I've, over the years, in new boilers, everything. It wasn't a new place when I got it in the holding. Now, to be honest with you, like, what I paid for it and what it's worth now, it's not worth me worth. If the money I spent over the years, I say there's tenants there now for the last 15 years, and I'd be loath to put them out. I don't want to, you know what I mean?
But you feel you just want to get out of the business?
If I could get that out of my back now tomorrow, I'd be gone.
I mean, okay.
You know, without causing grief and without, you know, the financial grief it's causing me, I'd be gone tomorrow and just be done with it.
And how do you feel about the eviction ban?
Well, look, to be honest with you, it was necessary in terms of keeping people in homes.
Yeah, but you can't just keep doing it over and over again.
You can't keep doing it. How can you? You can't do it. This is the government abdicating responsibilities to private landlords. They allow these vulture funds in. And I think the plan may have been, I don't know, the only thing that
I don't think there was ever a plan.
Would have been for them to come in and to take up the slack where they weren't building. But they allowed them in, and then they allowed them to profiteer out of there. They're not even bloody taxing them. You know what I mean?
No. You said this is a plan, but I think along with John and plenty of other people who are texting in, I don't think there was ever a plan. Listen, John, I appreciate you starting the conversation. Thank you very much indeed for coming on the air.
No problem.
And I do have the empathy for the landlords and for the renters too. Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Eddie. Eddie, I hope you get somewhere sorted out in September. I genuinely...
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's Classic.